she said. I patted her hand and we started eating. Speaking of candy, Anne said, I trust you haven't forgotten the party tonight at Elsie's. Oh my God, I said. I did forget. Do we have to go? Anne shrugged. She invited us a week ago. That was excuse time. It's too late now. Confusion. I bit into my ham on rye. Brother man seems less than joyous, Phil said. Elsie's shindig's no goo. No goo, I said. Who is she? Our next door neighbor, Anne told him. Candy's her little girl. And parties are her profession, I said. She's the poor man's Elsa Maxwell. Anne smiled and shook her head. Poor Elsie, she said. If she only knew what awful things we say behind her back. Dull, huh? Said Phil. Why talk? I said. Go to the party with us and see for yourself. I'll liven her up, said Phil. A little after 8:15, Richard fell asleep in his crib, and we went next door to Elsie's house. In most marriages, you think of a couple's home as theirs. Not so with that house. Ron may have made the payments on it, but the ownership was strictly Elsie's. You felt it